Jy luister nou na Pretoria se lekkerste radiostasie, Lekker FM.
Jy is ingeskakel op Lekker FM 98.3 en ek gesels vandag met kaptein Dave Miller. Hierdie is jou misdaadverslag elke dinsdag aand hierdie tyd. Jy moet ingeskakel wees. Hello captain, how are you?
Hi Pietra, I'm doing very well, thank you.
We're talking about cell phone robberies.
Yes, it's the scourge of the earth at the moment.
Yes.
One would think that with all the blacklisting of cell phones and the ability that they have to block cell phones, that this kind of crime would not exist anymore.
Yes.
Unfortunately, there are very clever technicians out there that can bypass all these systems. So as a result of that, we still sit with a situation whereby cell phone theft is a reality. What we are noticing is a lot of people are being targeted at restaurants.
Yes.
Waiting at fast food outlets, as well as just normal pedestrians, everyday commuters cruising along the road. Their modus operandi of the suspects vary from where they will just walk up from behind you, grab your cell phone, run to a waiting car, to whereby they will actually produce some form of a weapon, be it a firearm, a knife, or even a something to hit you with.
Yes.
And then obviously rob you of your cell phone. And it's becoming quite worrying in respect of the number of cases that are reported, as well as those cases that are not reported.
Yes, yeah. Yesterday I saw on the Valhalla group.
Yes.
Someone stole a guy's phone, and they tracked the phone at one of the nearby cell phone, those small little shops.
Yes.
In Valhalla. And when they got there, the person just said they know nothing, the owner of the shop.
Sure.
And so they told the lady to go to the police and take the police there with the box of the cell phone. So it's important to keep your box and not throw it away.
Very much so,
yes.
Because it has your serial numbers, your IMEI number, all those details that are needed to be able to prove ownership. I mean, besides the obvious fact that it's your password on the phone most of the time, or your fingerprint or something like that, which will also help. But yes, it does happen, and being able to track a cell phone helps tremendously when in recovering those items.
Yeah.
A lot of the times the suspects know exactly what to do to prevent it from being tracked.
Yes.
You know, turn the phone off immediately and things like that. But we do from time to time as well have very good successes when we work in joint operations between the security companies, the community policing forums, and us, where we start picking up patterns with regards to these guys and we get information. We do catch them. But the problem is that because it's so easy to steal a cell phone and it's so easy to identify who's got cell phones, is that it becomes so prolific and it's just sort of like escalates on a daily basis.
Yeah, true. I never put, since mine was stolen, I never put my cell phone on any table.
Yeah, no. I mean, often, even myself, I will sit at a restaurant I'll have my phone for whatever reason. I mean, maybe need to type a quick message or something or take a call, and then I like sort of go to put it down on the table and then I'm like, no, put it away.
Yeah.
You know, so the reality is, I mean, if we are careful and if we are vigilant, we are less of a risk.
Yes, true. Because we went back to that restaurant once and that lady told us that they've been robbed twice after mine was stolen.
Sure.
So do something about the security. Thank you so much, Captain.
It's a pleasure, Pietra.
Be safe. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Lekker FM.